Caroline Deans, ABS Head of Census Dissemination. So we're talking about the CEFA. The CEFA is a ranking of all towns or all areas across Australia according to their relative socioeconomic advantage and disadvantage. And it uses census data like income and education, employment and family structure, for example. 9 of the top 10 most advantaged local government areas in Australia are on the waterfront or close to the water. And these include Sydney Harbour, the Darwin waterfront, and also the Swan River in Perth. And the top ranked local government area in Australia was Woollahra on Sydney Harbour. CEFA is informed by data like employment and education and occupation. As an example, in South Australia, in Adelaide, the local government area of Walkerville is South Australia's second highest ranked LGA, and it's got 20% of its population that works more than 45 hours a week, which is much higher than the South Australian average. So using data like occupation shows where there's more advantage or more disadvantage in Australia. And Hobart is the highest ranking LGA in Tasmania. 37% of employed people in Hobart are working professionals. And that's nearly twice the state average, clearly showing that relationship between level of occupation and their socioeconomic advantage. Education data is also related to advanced socioeconomic advantage and disadvantage. For example, Barundera is the most advantaged local government area in Victoria, and 52% of its population have a university degree. So more than half have a university degree compared to 29% for the rest of the state. Socioeconomic status is used by many groups, including governments, businesses, industry, researchers, to determine things like funding for services, policy development, business opportunities. And it's also used to show the relationship between socioeconomic disadvantage and outcomes such as health and education.